Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and this is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling, and we're going to be talking a little bit about 2012 and what all that is going to bring. Now, there was a work session. It was actually last night, and no actions taken at work sessions, but the school board did discuss pretty in-depth the plans for the 2012-2013 calendar, which hasn't been completely without issues and complaints, but so far has been moving through the process. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella to talk about these things.
Thanks, Evan. I'm glad to be here.
And last night you guys really talked about it. At this point, the board has already passed a calendar that would have one day a week to accommodate professional development, either in a late start or an early release. And some parents at the meeting felt that they weren't aware of it. If you could tell us a little bit more about that actual plan of why the work development needs to happen during the weeks and why the repetition is important.
We have a real need to increase the number of teacher hours that they receive for professional development. So we're going 20 hours that we currently have this year to 68 hours next year. And we really looked at what was the best mode to increase those hours. The research around professional development is that it takes between 50 and 80 hours of focused professional development time to fully implement anything that you're working on. So our plan is to have weekly professional development next year, to have hour and a half times each week that students will either have an early dismissal or a late start. We're getting ready to make that recommendation to the board on our January 23rd meeting. And likely our plan will be to move towards early dismissals instead of late starts as we've had this year. And really what we're looking for is each week that the teachers have a chance to meet and work on the materials that they're trying to improve. So, for example, at our high school and our middle school, where we're starting down the road of a process called authentic intellectual work. And authentic intellectual work is where teachers actually collaborate, get together, work on their lesson planning, their tasks, their instruction, and really review student work to see how they're doing. And that's a process that recommends 4 to 6 hours of time each month to make that happen. And in order to accommodate that, we have to have that time built into the schedule. At the same time, we have our elementary teachers are working on implementing Singapore math. And Singapore math will be something very new. It'll be an adjustment for our elementary teachers to make that happen. And so what our hope is that with weekly planning with them, they can plan lessons together, they can adjust lessons, they can figure out what they've learned, share that with each other. And so the best way to do professional development is to have it on a regular basis. So that way it's fresh in the teacher's mind. It's not a month between sessions that there is that time allowed. And in the end, we think that we will make a lot larger impact with our teachers and really what they do in the classroom because we're having it on a more regular basis.
There was some talk initially that the late starts would be preferable because then you don't have to deal with the logistics of students on campus. But from the feedback you've received, it sounds like you're planning on changing that.
The late starts were definitely put in for a purpose because we have the travel issues between buildings, especially getting our Lincoln Elementary and Madison Elementary teachers together, our two K-3 buildings. And so the morning was nice because then the teachers could go directly to that building. They weren't worried about their students leaving or leaving the students in the classroom if there's still students that are lingering around, you know, at the end of the school day. But our hope is that what we'll put in place is a way to support the students and the teachers so that when professional development starts, we can have the teachers leave their classrooms and go to wherever they need to go, probably using some of our teacher associates to help do that, and people that are already doing bus duty and just making sure kids are supervised if the teachers aren't there. So likely we'll be going to early dismissals. I still think late starts have a lot of merit, and I think it's good learning time for our teachers. But we're also just trying to be sensitive to the comments that parents and staff have made that really preferred the early dismissals over the late starts.
And then, of course, it being the first meeting of 2012, and this is, you know, moving us a little bit along here, are there any things coming up at council meetings that people should really be aware of, or any big plans?
We're in the process of now, after the first of the year, where we start working on our budgeting process. And so our budget will be formulated over the course of about late January, early February. That will be brought to the board in March. And then the board actually has a hearing on the budget in early April and get the budget approved before April 15th. We actually have to have the budget sent in to the Department of Management by April 15th. So that, of course, is coming. We don't see any really large challenges with our budget. We think that we know we have 2% allowable growth from the state. We believe that we'll be able to kind of manage the district without having to make any budget reductions or anything like that, so people don't have to worry about their jobs or anything like that, like some districts have and are concerned about this year. But I guess that's probably the biggest thing coming. At the same time, we also are working on our district facility plan, and we're mobilizing some people in the community to be part of our facility committee. We'll look over our facilities, trying to get some plans, you know, as we move forward. Those are probably a couple of the biggest things that are coming. We have some retirements, and so we'll have some new hires, and we'll have all the planning that starts for the beginning of next year. That always happens in the spring, to just to get things ready. So there's kind of what we're doing around technology and what infrastructure improvements we might want to make over the summer. Just all those typical things, but nothing, I guess, really out of the ordinary.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Evan.
Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk Pella. That was Greg Ebling, Pella School District Superintendent. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.